TNG Radio,
where today's culture and timeless truths come together.
It's reasoned, relevant content, apologetics, worldview, and answers to the questions that you need to know.
You need to know.
From Alex McFarland Ministries, this is Truth for a New Generation Radio. And now the man who preached in 50 states in 50 days, speaker, writer, and advocate for Christian apologetics, Dr. Alex McFarland.
In the Word of God, it says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. You know, sometimes from the training up of a child to the when they are old and they don't depart from it, sometimes there can be a spiritual dry spell. Sometimes there can be a long interval where a young person raised in a Christian home, very often their spiritual zeal for the Lord cools off for a while. Very often we've seen this happen after high school. In fact, we wrote the book Stand Strong in College because a lot of young people, even raised in Christian homes, after high school, in the college years, or maybe the mid to late 20s, they get out of church. And that's been a concern to a lot of people. And one of the real passions of our ministry has been not only to win people to Christ of any age, but rather, think about this, folks, rather than fix broken adults, we want to try to preemptively equip young people. And so with that in mind, I'm so excited about today's program because we've got some people with us. First of all, I want you to meet our colleague and friend, Tripp Harmon. And Tripp, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here, Alex, and it's good to be at Camp Cale in Hertford, North Carolina.
You know, I'm excited, folks. I wish you could see where we are. Tripp mentioned Camp Cale. We are down pretty close to the coast of North Carolina on the Perquimans River, and this river goes to the Albemarle Sound, and it goes out to the ocean. And, you know, here's what's really wild is, if you could see where we are, folks, there's the river out here that's almost a mile across. And, of course, the Albemarle Sound goes out to the ocean, which is, you know, unlimited. I was driving about 30 minutes from camp, and I saw this little creek. And it was just a tiny little creek with a bridge over it. And it said it was the Perquimans River. And I got out to take a picture. Now, imagine a little creek not more than 10 feet across. And it goes, and it gets a little wider and a little wider. And here we are where it's a mile wide. And then just a little bit beyond us, it's the ocean. And I thought about that, something very small that ultimately has an incredibly immeasurable end result. A creek that turns into a river, that turns into a sound, that turns into the ocean. In a way, that's like our beliefs. A decision today, a behavior, a habit, yielding to a temptation, and then down the road, there is a very, very significant outcome for good or for evil. Now, with that in mind, think about that as we talk about young people. And I want you to meet Kristen McVickers, whom we met when we did a Truth for New Generation down in Fayetteville back in the spring. Kristen, thanks for taking some time to be with us on the radio today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now I'm very indebted to you because you've been my go-to reader. When I need the Bible read, you were willing to step up and read, and I appreciate that. And let me ask you this. You've been very eager to contribute and to say things and to read the Bible, and there are a lot of great teens here, but you seem to be very committed to the Lord. And tell me how you reached this point.
Well, there was a lot of factors in my life. Honestly, growing up in a Christian home definitely helped. Just having my father there to, you know, lead me in the Lord and all of my siblings and everything. I'm also homeschooled, which, you know, makes our curriculum extremely Christian. And just having everyone, including my friends, to encourage me in the Lord has definitely brought me here. And I'm so happy to be at Camp Cale because everything here has just been so Spirit-inspired, and it just feels like there's so much God here, everyone. It's just amazing.
Also, well, thank you, Kristen, is Ethan Deem, right?
Yeah, Deem.
Yeah, and where are you from, Ethan?
Originally, I'm from Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah, cool. And what grade are you going to be in this fall?
I'll be going into junior year of high school.
Now, do you go to public school or Christian
school? I do. I go to a public school.
Let me ask you this, Ethan. What are some of the challenges to your Christian walk that you faced at school, or maybe some of your peers face also?
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot of people there who just don't believe in Jesus or go to church, and it's, especially in a poorer county like mine, it's harder to the income's lower, and people just, it can help. It doesn't help with challenges they may face with that, thinking, oh, if how is there a God if all this terrible stuff's happening to me?
Yeah. Christian, let me ask you this. I know you're a part of a great church, and I know your parents, and you are blessed in your mom and dad. But among your peers, how solidly do you think some of your peers have a knowledge of the gospel, a vibrant relationship with the Lord, or a knowledge of what the Christian faith is all about?
Yes, okay. So most of my peers go to my church that I know them. They either go to my church or I meet them in my town of Parkton. Just all of them are usually solid Christians. I would just say some of them are very blessed by God, who have been given the gift of, you know, knowing the Bible and just, you know, prophecy, stuff like that. Like, it's just, they've just been really, really good. However, I would say that usually whenever I would have a group of friends and one of my friends would be struggling, we would just kind of all encourage each other and go into detail about God's word and just search through the scriptures and help everyone who is having a difficult time find out what's going on and how we can help. And usually, I usually try my best to help whoever needs me, because I feel like God has definitely given me the gift to counsel people into different areas of their life, and I'm just so blessed by God to have that gift.
Hey folks, you're listening to Truth for New Generation. We're on the road at Camp Kale, our summer apologetics camp with 86 teenagers. And when we come back, we're going to talk about passing the faith on to young people, the next generation. Will the Christian faith be solidly handed off to upcoming young people and future generations? Stay tuned. TNG Radio is back after this.
From I Am a Watchman Ministries, here's today's I Am a Watchman Minute.
A watchman is one who is willing to follow God's leading. He will go where God leads him to go, do what God wants him to do, and say what God wants him to say. For Daniel, that meant living in exile most of his life. For the Apostle Paul, that meant stepping down from his position as a Pharisee, a lofty position he had trained his whole life for. Too often we're told that the Christian life should be marked by prosperity and comfort. That's not what the Bible teaches. The truth is, faithfulness and sacrifice go hand in hand. Jesus taught this. Jesus lived this. Are you willing to make real sacrifices in support of the Lord's work? I encourage you to visit the imawatchman.com website for resources that will help you be the faithful servant God wants you to be.
Be bold. Be faithful. Be a watchman. IamAWatchman.com.
If you're a Christian parent, you of course want to instill a biblical view of life in the hearts of your children. If you're a pastor, you want to offer ministry that draws young families to your church. This is Alex McFarland encouraging you to check out my new book and video curriculum, The 21 Toughest Questions Your Kids Will Ask About Christianity.
Why do bad things happen?
I interviewed hundreds of children ages 5 to 12, and we address actual questions from actual children, the spiritual issues that are on the minds of your kids.
Did Jesus ever sin?
The book and video lessons are great for groups of any size and was produced with the goal of equipping kids to stand strong for Christ in any situation. The 21 Toughest Questions Your Kids Will Ask, the book, study guide, and video series, you'll find it at afastore.net. That's afastore.net.
The TNG Unashamed Conference is coming to Richmond, Virginia, October 11th and 12th. Experience core truths that make for an unshakable faith with Tina Marie Griffin, Todd Starnes, Kamal Shaleem, Miki Addison, Chuck Crismeyer, and William Federer. Romans 1:16 says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes." Come to the Truth for a New Generation conference and get equipped, empowered, and inspired to confidently share the gospel of Jesus Christ. TNG is committed to impacting our nation for Christ and the future, and equipping you to be a difference maker. Register now by calling 877-YES-GOD-1. That's 877-YES-GOD and the number 1. Or visit the TNG website at truthforanewgeneration.com. The TNG Unashamed Conference, Richmond, Virginia, October 11th and 12th. Dive deeper into your faith.
For apologetics resources, books by Alex McFarland, and to find out where Alex is speaking, visit alexmcfarland.com.
Truth for a New Generation is back on location at Camp Cale, North Carolina.
Yeah. Now, folks, if you're hearing applause in the background, we have, in addition to the folks gathered around the microphones, we have something that I've prayed about for a long time. When I was working for Focus on the Family, Dr. Dobson had a gallery. I don't know if any of you have ever been out to Focus on the Family. And we would do recordings out there, and it might be, you know, you never know who would be in the building. And I always thought, someday, we're going to have a radio audience like that. So we do have a radio audience, and these are some of our counselors, and maybe we'll record some with them as well. But the camp couldn't happen, could it, Trip, without some sacrificial people giving of their time to come and just help us with young people this weekend. We're grateful for them, aren't we?
Absolutely. We are so grateful for, indebted to, good Christian folks who are just invested in seeing God's kingdom grow and who are very interested in seeing that happen amongst young people. So we're thankful to all of you.
Well, and by the way, let me just say, folks, you're probably not thinking about summer of 2020 yet. but as we resume our conversation with Ethan and Kristen, let me say this. We had probably 50 people plus that wanted to be counselors this summer. You can call it chaperone or counselor or mentors. If you're interested in being with us in the next camp we do next summer, our Christian Worldview Apologetics Camp, you can call us at 877-YES-GOD-1. That's just like it sounds, 877-YESGOD-1. And whether it's you want to bring your youth group, whether you want to be involved and help us, we would love to hear from you. Also, let me just say this too, folks. The fall is coming quickly. Richmond, Virginia, Cincinnati, Ohio. Listen, we're going to be in Richmond, Virginia, October 11, 12. Mount Vernon, we're so excited. Pastor Josh Franklin, a lot of great people. The Truth for a New Generation Apologetics Conference is going to be tremendous. We hope you'll be there. Please pray, promote, plan to attend. Then we're going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I have breaking news, folks. Get ready, audience, because this is worthy of applause. Cincinnati, Ohio, November 15, 16. Great people like Ann Paulk and the great Erwin Lutzer. But as of last night, just added to the lineup, Josh McDowell.
Yeah. Whoa.
All right. Exactly. Good response. But folks, we are committed to the gospel in America. And so go to the website, truthforanewgeneration.com. And when we come to your town, please be there and let's take the name of Jesus to our nation. Well, also very important, taking the name of Jesus to this young generation. And Ethan and Kristen could be out, you know, swimming or playing games like it's activity time. But thanks for taking a few minutes to be with us. And I want to talk about how you feel the church can better take Christ to your generation. And I'll cue this up and I want you to respond. When I graduated high school, I'm older than you guys, obviously, Tripp and I are, but there was one guy at my high school who was caught with drugs. He was caught with a small amount of marijuana, and I mean, it was like a neighborhood scandal. That end of the county was just rocked because one student out of about 800 was found to have some marijuana. My point is, that's relatively tame to what's going on now. Talk to us about kind of the dynamics of the world as you see it, and how hard is it to find Jesus and walk with Jesus in this day and age in the world that you guys are growing up in now? Ethan, talk to us about the challenges, brother.
All right, so I was in public school from elementary school. I was in public school. I transitioned to homeschool during middle school for a little bit. Now I'm back in public school. And even in elementary school, when we're learning about science, you're taught even then that evolution's the only way and that's it. There's nothing else out there. And I remember it was really difficult for me to learn about Christ. And I've been going to church since I was a baby. And even then, it was still difficult because the authorities, those teachers, they were telling me that Jesus wasn't real, it didn't happen, And it's just, it's worse. And children are being brought up to scorn that, and that it's not real. How can you, it's not possible. There's no God out there. It's only us. And when we die, that's it. There's nothing else.
So you need apologetics, don't you, to be able to defend what you believe?
Yeah, and it's really difficult. Like, I've been, like, ever since I started high school, I've been starting to mark stuff in my Bible that I have to go over so that in case I get into an argument, not an argument, more of a debate with somebody, I have the facts from the Bible to back myself up. Because if I slip up even a little bit, they'll just dig into that little piece right there.
That idea of we live, we die, it's over, that nihilistic view. So that's popular amongst young people today.
Yeah, it is. And it justifies their view of I'm going to do as much as I want right now because it's not going to matter once I die.
Do you feel like that young people today, either one of you, do you feel like young people today really are just searching for purpose?
In my opinion, I feel like now more than ever, there are more kids that are just so depressed. I've actually dealt with depression myself, so I can completely understand what they are going through. Honestly, I feel like having that purpose in your life is definitely going to help you to seek your life out more, and knowing that God is with you and God is for you and He will never fail you. That is the most important thing, and I cannot express how important that just is to every teenager, especially because all of the stuff you're dealing with, like in high school, middle school, all the years, like it is just so important that you have that foundation that you can go back to, that you can know that God is with me and He will never leave me.
You know, we're coming up on a break, and we might have to unpack this after the break, but a lot of ministers, and certainly youth pastors, they would say, oh, but if you go really deep, kids are going to get bored, and they're not going to stay with it. Now, here at this camp, we've been going over some really deep theology and Bible truth. So if we, the leaders, go deep, and we give you, like Ethan was talking about, defending the faith, are kids going to tune out, or are you hungry for meat, for solid content?
Oh, well, I've been just eating up everything that's been said so far, and I've just really been taking notes and just thinking about it and praying about it. And I feel like the only ones who are going to get bored are those who aren't actually searching.
Hey, hold that thought. We've got to take a break. Stay tuned. TNG Radio is back after this.
At Liberty University, you'll earn more than a degree. You'll earn the satisfaction of seeing what you can accomplish and what God can accomplish through you. Choose from more than 600 degree options from an associate to a PhD and study 100% online more affordably than you think. Discover God's truth through every degree at Liberty University, where we train champions for Christ. Go to liberty.edu/explore to learn more. That's liberty.edu/explore to learn more.
There's been some confusion between the title of Engage magazine and the term engaged.
Alyssa, would you marry me?
Oh, Todd.
See, now that's what I mean. Engage magazine is a ministry to millennials, while getting engaged is...
Oh, Todd.
Oh, Alyssa.
Right. The thing is, we want you to be engaged.
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes.
That's sweet. But Engage magazine is about being engaged with your faith in the culture. Visit engagemagazine.net.
You know, Alex has been writing for many years, and one of his classic books is still great today as a basic introduction to the Christian faith. It's called Stand, Core Truths You Must Know for an Unshakable Faith. This book will help you help your teens get off the roller coaster of doubt and onto solid ground. You'll read about the 6 pillars of biblical Christianity. They are 1, inspiration of the Bible, 2, the virgin birth, 3, the deity of Christ, 4, atonement, 5, Christ's resurrection, and 6, Christ's return. You know, Alex mixes it up with humor and stories he gleaned from decades of working with youth and encourages teens to build a foundation of faith that will stabilize their lives and help them take a stand for Christ. Simple and straightforward, Stand, Core Truths You Must Know for an Unshakable Faith. Available wherever Christian books are sold.
timeless truths in a soundbite culture. Truth for a New Generation Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to TNG Radio.
Yay, Angela Smith, one of our counselors. That was a perfect rejoin, sister. God bless you. And everybody listening, thanks for staying tuned. We're talking with Ethan and Kristen, and we're talking about biblical worldview in the hearts and lives of young people. And I want to say thank you for making time to be at the camp and for being on the radio show. I want to talk about the church and our ministry to young people. You know, I grew up in... was a youth pastor for 11 years, and I would go to youth conferences. And I remember there would be this, you know, banners, it's a sin to bore a kid. I mean, that was like drilled into me. And I was trained in youth ministry, and I've got to say, back in the day, it was more about games than Bible. It was honestly more about, as we say, pizza, paintball, and Pepsi than really getting into the Word of God. And Tripp, you and I have both been in the ministry a while. Those years when youth ministry was more about fun than substance, I think we paid a price for that.
Absolutely. And I think there's still a little bit of that mindset there. You know, even the idea of the youth group being a separate entity. It's hard for a church to fight that your teens are there, they're kind of around, but they really do their own thing. You know, and these are not young people who are going to be leaders in the church one day. These kids that we've seen this week, they're smart enough, they're intelligent enough. Some of these kids know more theology and apologetics now than many of their parents, and they're the church now.
That they are. And Kristen and Ethan, I want to commend you, and I know that just beyond that door, there are 84 more teens that are leaders too. I want to say thanks for having the heart for Jesus, that you're willing to get out of the comfort zone and be leaders for the gospel. Because for those of us that are, you know, the older people in the room, it's really inspiring. And I want you to know how much you guys bless our heart and inspire us.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's been great.
I want to give you a quote that a girl said to me in New Jersey. We did an event in New Jersey, and I mean, I speak to middle schoolers and high schoolers the same way that I teach grad students at Liberty University or wherever. And this teenage girl came up. She said, "Hey, thanks for treating us like we have some intelligence." And I said, "Well, you do have intelligence." She said, "Yeah, but youth ministry sometimes is really like kind of empty." She said, "Thanks for giving us substance." I watch you all here at the camp. I think you guys are eating it up. And to the churches out there that are like reluctant to go deep with their youth, give them a word of encouragement to do it.
Well, I would just say, if y'all treat us like adults, if the youth ministries treat us like adults, then we are more inclined to behave like adults. Like, you should use more of the, less of the stories of like, the Bible stories of like the Old Testament, like Joseph and Esther. I'm not saying don't use those. I'm just saying like we want to go deeper into like Jesus's miracles and what salvation really is and how we can be joined together with God. And I feel that is very important. If you do treat us like adults, we are definitely more inclined to behave like them.
Amen. Ethan, let me ask you this. What can churches do to get more young people, you know, open to the gospel and interested in their relationship with the Lord?
Oh, okay. So my dad's a youth pastor, and he struggles a lot trying to do this. And I've just told him over and over, you just need to talk to them like they know how to think, because a lot of churches are treating us like we're just little kids, and we need constant stimulation. Sometimes that stimulation needs to be actual knowledge that we are learning. We need to We're looking for something to latch on to use as to try and make sense of everything that we're, because in this day and age, it's just more confused than anything. Everything's, all the lines are getting blurred, and it's so difficult to figure things out. And the church is supposed to be that rock.
Amen. And intellectual stimulation.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, in media and broadcasting, they use the term white noise because, I mean, there's banner ads and there's just static. And it's almost like, you know, it's a 24/7 Wi-Fi wired up world. It's hard for any kind of message to cut through. I believe that when we come along and in this busy, busy, noisy world, when we talk about Jesus, the Son of God, rose from the dead, and yes, Jesus says, repent, turn, and be saved, I think that message in itself is unique enough, powerful enough, life-transforming enough that when we do share the Word of God, it does cut through the white noise. Don't you guys agree?
Absolutely,
100%. Of course, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Tripp, let me ask you this. As a pastor, and now you're on staff with Truth for New Generation, Tripp, by the way, is our church relations director and ministry advancement. What would be, whether you're in the pulpit or whether you're on the road with us, what would be your prayer that would be what God would do in the lives of young people throughout America?
I think we have heard the mandate from these young people today that we speak to them as though they are intelligent. We treat them more like adults. And they're still in that transition phase. They're not saying that they've got it all together, but you know, we know many people in their 30s, their 40s, who seem to still be stuck in adolescence. So maybe if those folks would have been taught to go deeper, pushed to go deeper in the church, maybe they wouldn't be struggling with some of the problems they have. So not being afraid to talk about the deep truths of the faith and not just, you know, what have you done for me lately sort of mentality to church, but to go deep.
Kristen, I'm going to put you on the spot. And you've been so good to participate at the camp. Would you pray for the Holy Spirit of God to move throughout this nation, obviously, but especially among your generation and the young people coming along? Would you lead us in a brief word of prayer?
Of course, absolutely. Dear God, we want to thank you for being able to gather here. And whether you're listening on the radio or here with us in the room, thank you, Jesus, for your presence, God. I pray that all the students and people of the world, particularly the teenagers, middle schoolers, high schoolers, all of them, they will just come together and they will know that you are God. I pray that you will give them strength to stand up for you. And I pray that they will be emboldened by your Spirit, God. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to be here. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful. Folks, I want to encourage you to walk with the Lord and pray. And you know, we've got resources like the award-winning video series, The 21 Toughest Questions Your Kids Will Ask. And go to our website, truthforanewgeneration.com. I will say, it is your prayers, your participation, your support that is enabling us to do what we feel God has called us to do, which is take the gospel throughout America. So folks, thanks for listening. Keep us in your prayers and tell somebody about TNG, but most of all, tell everybody about Jesus.
TNG Radio is made possible by the Friends of Alex McFarland Ministries, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. That's P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. Call us at 877-YES-GOD-1. That's 877-YES-GOD and the number 1. Or give online at alexmcfarland.com. While you're there, listen to program archives, read Alex's blog, invite Alex to speak at your event, or contact Alex with a question or comment. alexmcfarland.com. Thanks for listening today, and join us again next time as we bring you more truth for a new generation on TNG Radio.